meat, veggies. Put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
Jesus.
God. Anyways, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Quick episode today, huh? Got a hard out here in a couple. But
yeah, we got a hard out.
I got a hard out. But what did we go do last night, Alec?
Saw the best movie of 2023.
Hell yeah, we did.
The Super Mario!
So we saw the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick.
Who was the loudest one in the room?
The dumb motherfuckers next to us.
not the four-year-olds that came to watch the movie. No, or the infant child we saw as we were leaving the theater.
The sweaty,
but
full-grown
the 35
adults.
Full-grown. 35-year-old full-grown. Yeah.
So disappointing.
Adult male.
Makes me feel bad when I watch these movies when those... Because it's never the kids. Uh-uh. It's always the big, stupid adults mm-hmm. that can't control themselves.
We had a similar experience to the Sonic 2 movie.
Yeah, where that idiot was screaming when Shadow popped up. And I think...
Screaming curse words
in front of
all children.
Children. And then I think pooped their pants. I'm not joking. I think they pooped because they got up quickly and then stopped talking. Like, it got really quiet and then it started to smell. Like, I think they got so excited from seeing Shadow, they pooped them pants.
they were in pajamas. Like, they were the first ones to leave the theater.
Yes, right after that happened.
The most excited and the first ones to leave.
And that's kind of the vibe we got from these goobers on the left watching the Mario movie.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't seen, I do think if you are not a Mario fan or a child, you will not enjoy this movie. Mm. You will be bored.
I mean, it was a good movie. I liked it better than Shazam.
Yeah, it was pretty standard. Like, basic plot, some fun action.
It was quick, too, which I...
Yeah,
I discovered that, like, I missed in movies.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't feel like a full session. Like, I wasn't there all day. It didn't take all night. I still had... I could do after the movie.
Yeah, because after nice. Shazam, that was a 2.5-hour movie, and you felt it.
Yeah.
No, this got in and got out.
Or any Marvel movie that's like 3 hours long now.
Like, I kind of want to go, okay, as a Mario fan, because that's who this is for. I almost feel like it's more for Mario fans than it is for children.
Mm-hmm.
As a Mario fan, how did you feel about the movie?
I thought it was great.
I
thought the cast was fine. I thought I was going to hate Chris Pratt, but after the first 5 minutes, I got over it.
And yeah, he did a good job.
I saw an interview where he was like, I understand fans are mad, but just like go watch the movie and then talk to me. And then it was explained in the first 5 minutes of the movie. And I was like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah.
And honestly, like even the original live action Super Mario Bros. Movie didn't have that, but people didn't really care back then.
I think people were just scared because they've seen so much of Chris Pratt. They're like, oh, it's going to be... the same as every performance
he does kind of look dead in the eyes, though, doesn't he? Like, he is a shell of a man he used to be. Like, he used to be really funny and lively, and now it's just like he's super serious.
Yeah, I think
it's those Hollywood elites, they got him.
Yeah,
the Illuminati.
I thought he was good. I thought Charlie Day was incredible.
Yeah, Charlie Day did really good. Jack Black, I mean,
yeah, he did really
killed
good.
It. I don't know who's Anya Taylor-Green.
Or Taylor Joy, is it?
Yeah, Taylor Greene's the politician, I think.
Marjorie Taylor.
Yeah.
No, she was in Queen's Gambit, The Menu.
Oh, she the one with the eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was good. I thought she did a good job, too.
Yeah.
I don't think any...
Bro, Peach in that motorcycle?
Was there anyone in the movie you thought didn't do good? Because I do have one person, and I think I'm not
alone.
Oh,
Keegan-Michael Key.
Oh, really?
I couldn't stand his Toad. It just sounded like he went too hard. I mean,
I think his lines were not good.
I feel like a goofy-ass bitch for complaining about this because it's a kid's movie, but I felt like he leaned a little too hard into the kid's movie part of it.
Yeah. The only person I really had a problem with was Cranky Kong because he didn't give me the impression.
Fred Armisen?
Yeah.
He sounded like an old grandpa.
Yeah, it was kind of stereotypical. Made me feel weird. I'm like this feels out of place. Like,
you might have to cut that out. Yeah. I didn't realize it was Seth Rogen until he did his
laugh.
Iconic laugh.
And his lines were funny, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the action was cool too. Right from the jump, that was the other thing. It was a quick movie. Like this happened, then this happened, then this happened, kind of situation. And if you're an adult who doesn't like Mario or know anything about it, that's where I think you're not gonna really enjoy this movie because it's very quick. There is a definite halfway point in this movie. I think once they get to Donkey Kong's Island, from then on, this movie is great. Like,
yeah,
almost. I couldn't.
I liked every moment of it. I'll be honest. I mean, it took a minute to get to Mushroom Kingdom, but
still, I thought the New York stuff or wherever they were was pretty fun.
Seeing Mario's family and then Charles Martinet at the very beginning.
The punch out.
I didn't understand the bully in the diner.
Oh, Wrecking Crew?
Yeah.
So Spike from Wrecking Crew, Mario and Luigi were in that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Spike in the games looks just like Mario and Luigi. But it was funny. To me, I thought it was kind of funny because it's like them leaving his shop is like him not, or them not being in his games anymore kind of thing.
What a dork.
The music.
I think a lot of people would have been more excited for this movie if the trailer was better. I feel like they ruined a lot of things by cutting in a lot of Chris Pratt's more serious lines.
Or him trying to be Charles
into
Whiteman.
The trailer. Yeah. But like, yeah, they could have just used like what was in the movie instead of cutting out audio from different parts of the movie to make him sound like such a serious Mario character. That's totally on the editors for that.
Yeah, that because we were going through the movie and I forgot it was Chris Pratt until they got to the Mario Kart section. Mm. And it's nothing he did that made me like go out of it. It just like hit me. I was like, wait, this is like Chris Pratt.
Mm.
I'm like, this is. And it was in that moment I was like, I think we were all wrong.
Well, there in the beginning, I was also remembering parts in the trailers, like where he gets to Mushroom Kingdom and there's that line. Which was awful. And that just wasn't even there.
Yeah.
So like, I want to think that like they made him go back and record that just for the trailer.
Maybe. The movie was good.
Either that or people clowned on it so hard that they did just cut it.
It's probably more that.
But he didn't know it was Mushroom Kingdom at that point in the movie.
I think it happens. Well, yeah, that's a good point. Maybe they did make him go record that, and he was probably like, okay, here we go. Let me just read this.
Well, I also saw, some of the audio in the movie was weird, like with the lines. I think Jack Black was more prevalent, but I saw in an interview that Jack Black actually said that all these lines were recorded over the pandemic, so they did all their lines through Zoom.
Yeah.
But, like, you can tell how
some mics were not the same.
Jack Black's voice is so recognizable. You could tell that, like, it was pitched down a little bit for
Michael
Bowser.
Key was pitched up.
Yeah.
So
that kind of bothered me a little bit, but if you don't know them, you won't notice.
The music, before we get off the Mario topic, what'd you think of the music?
Really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, to me, which makes this better than the Sonic movies is... This felt like a Mario movie, and I've heard other people say this, but like the Sonic movies feel like movies that have Sonic in them, and then this feels like a Mario movie. Like the music, and it's not just like here's little Easter eggs. I mean, they built the songs around what was happening. I'm not talking about the licensed music though. That I did not.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
The Take on Me was fine. I Need a Hero. I didn't like that. I didn't like.
AC/DC.
Yeah, Thunderstruck, they play that at some point, and that's kind of weird. There's one, though. The Penguin part, where they play that Kill Bill song. Stop doing that in movies. That's awful.
The Mandalorian is just taking a nosedive this season.
Yeah, I've not watched it. I've seen this Jack Black and Lizzo clip that I've seen two clips, and at first I was like, man, people are overreacting. It's like characters are serious, and they're played by people who aren't always like serious. But then I saw a second clip, and I was like, okay, now I understand, because this looks stupid.
I saw more people complaining about Lizzo. I saw people saying that Jack Black was fine. I haven't watched it, because honestly, I think this season's been kind of fucking doo-doo. I've only watched the first 3 or 4 episodes, but... Compared to the last two, like, season two was amazing. And to just come into season three and Mando's just kind of like a side character in this season.
It's definitely, from what I've seen, what I don't like about the show and why I've been like hesitant to jump in is I'm not too big on stories that have no clear end. I'm not a big fan of that. I've heard Jon Favreau say that like he'll go as long as Disney lets him. It's like you should have an end in mind.
Yeah, honestly, they could have ended it at season two, and I think it would have been perfectly fine.
Even a time jump, just to get something fresh, but like to just have this formulaic thing, just not my cup of tea.
Disney's, I think they've hit a wall. We were talking about how bad Marvel movies have been lately, and just like their storytelling seems, I think, what you just said, formulaic. Like,
I'm so sick of origin stuff.
There's no ingenuity in it.
I know this isn't Marvel and it's DC, but the more I think about Blue Beetle, the less I like it. And the more I'm getting frustrated, like, thinking about it. I am so sick of seeing origin stuff. I feel like after Homecoming came out, that should have been it. Like, it now proves that you don't have to do the origin for this stuff to be interesting. People pick up on it. It's, you just need a way to kind of explain their powers, not their origin, because people don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, if Miles gets introduced, I think you could introduce him without explaining his backstory.
Because
that's not the interesting thing about Miles Morales. It's like his current situation and everything around him. I'm really hoping we veer towards that. And even another thing was like having Kang and Ant-Man. I still haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
There's a lot of setup movies and I'm kind of sick of that.
Yeah. And especially with them being so long.
I'd be totally okay if they were like, nothing else is going to come out until Avengers Kang Dynasty.
You recently watched Shang-Chi, though.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Shang-Chi is great.
I want to watch it. It's been on my radar for a long time.
You should watch that. That one's fantastic.
Did you watch the new Black Panther?
No.
That's been on Disney Plus for a minute, too.
I just know it's interest. So much set up with Namor. I don't know. I don't know if I'm fatigued.
Yeah, maybe I think maybe you just need like a live action superhero break. Like it's been over a decade of this shit.
Well, and I've gone back and watched some of the other like Marvel movies over time. And what's good about Shang-Chi, in my opinion, is there's not a lot of like characters being by themselves. Because I think these Marvel characters work better in groups.
Yeah.
And some of the coolest stuff about Shang-Chi is the fights, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's what makes up most of Shang-Chi is fights. So it's either that one has the appeal of action, but like with Black Panther, I'm sure it's good. It's just, those characters just aren't, not just Black Panther, like all of them, they're just not super interesting by themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's more story-driven for an action movie.
Well, and especially it's like,
it worked with Infinity War.
Yeah.
That still is like probably top two Marvel movies for me.
Yeah, even Endgame. I think the way that they can group up characters and then split those groups into groups, and you get these characters who don't ever interact, getting to interact for the first time.
That's another thing, too. It comes back to one of your age-old gripes, Chris, of there are just too many characters now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really focus on one story. You have 10 different stories going on at the same time and other back plot going on. So, yeah, it's just exhausting to watch these movies now and try to connect the dots.
And maybe that's what it is of, like, you get all these movies, but they're, like, one character at a time movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be cool if in Ant-Man, if it wasn't just the three Ant characters, if they had someone else that wasn't related to them in it. Like put Hulk in there. Or some other character, like, maybe this is your chance to introduce, like, our version of Wolverine. I don't know, just a character that's unrelated, different power set, that acts differently, and you get to have these interactions with, and you're not getting these characters so one at a time.
Yeah.
Because I think what's going to happen is these characters are going to be in Kang Dynasty. A lot of people are going to be like us who haven't seen, like, the lead-up movies into that because they're boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is going to be, wow, there's a lot of characters. Like, because think about it. Before Infinity War, you had, like, Civil War. You had these movies that were, like, a Captain America movie, but they had all these characters in it to kind of start warming you up to the mm-hmm. idea of them interacting.
Yep.
Guardians, like, taking a movie that's all new characters that are very different.
Yeah. Just that first group of...
heroes. The
movies.
Oh, phase one.
Phase one or whatever.
Yeah, because each phase ended with a Avengers movie.
Except oh, yeah. For this one. I mean, like, that first, like, chronicle of... everything.
Oh, the Infinity Saga?
Before, yeah, the Infinity Saga.
Where it's,
I think they struck gold with that. I don't know if you can do that again.
Well, and I've seen people say, like, well, the new characters are boring. I'm like, they're not, though. They just need to interact. Like, maybe it's a thing of maybe Kang Dynasty should have happened, like, way sooner. Yeah. Like, maybe that movie shouldn't have waited so long.
Yeah, because we hadn't seen anything with Kang since Loki.
Maybe that's what Ant-Man should have been. Like, maybe Ant-Man should have been replaced with Kang Dynasty. That's your first time seeing Kang. They lose. But now you get to see, like, Miss Marvel get a fair shot, like, interacting with characters like Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Like, She-Hulk was okay, but the best episode was when Daredevil was there. Because mm-hmm. it's two characters who are unrelated, getting to interact for the first time. Their superpowers are way different. Superpowers with Daredevil, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
Their power set's different. It's fun to see them talk to each other. Same when, like, Abomination shows up. It's like, and Wong, like, that's the best part of those shows is seeing these characters interact.
Yeah.
I don't think current Marvel understands that. They think that Thanos being hinted at since the beginning was what made Infinity War special, but it's not.
No. It's so forgettable. Like, you think back about at the end of the first Avengers movie when Thanos was revealed, this shitty 3D model of some big purple
Grimace.
Guy.
Grimace. And his, he wasn't like, cool until Infinity War.
Do you remember how awful he looked?
Yeah, like, he was not cool until Infinity War, and that's only when he mattered. And it's, like, Kang should have been the same way. Like, you can hint at him, like, having Loki and stuff, but, you know, I don't need an Ant-Man movie where he's the main villain, where he loses. That's another thing. He's already lost, so.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a convoluted story. Because I know they're trying super hard to integrate all this multiverse stuff, which people are already getting tired of.
Yep.
Because it should have been over by now. Like, yeah. We should have had.
It's yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, it's just exhausting to follow.
And who are the Avengers anymore?
You know who's doing the multiverse right, though?
Yeah. Oh.
With topic three, we're going to talk about Spider-Verse, baby.
Spider-Verse looks so good, dude. Seeing it on the IMAX screen like that, I'm so excited for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
They hit it out of the park.
I like its plot. At least, like, what I'm gathering, who the villain is and the plot. Because I don't think it's that Spot character. I think he's going to be in it for, like, the beginning and then be out. I think Miles is the villain.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all of the Spider-Man, like, trying to stop Miles from trying to save. They're alluding to that it's his dad, but it could be his mom as well.
Yeah.
But, like, trying to get him to stop him from saving whoever, because that would then lead into
well, in
whatever.
The comic books, his mom dies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what sparks everything for him, his story. But, like, in every other game, it's usually his dad that dies, or every other story. But, yeah, that movie looks so good. Miguel O'Hara... God, he's a beast. He is, like, scary.
Yeah, he is scary. He's
chasing after Miles. I'm like, oh, my God.
Mayday
looks so cool.
Just seeing Peter again.
Yeah, Peter B. Parker.
And Miles is cool.
Miles is so cool.
Gets me also really excited for Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the toy leak showed that there's going to be some multiverse stuff in there, but I think it's going to be Spider-Verse stuff, which... For some reason, I'm okay with that. That doesn't bother me as much as regular multiverse stuff.
Toy leak.
So they're...
For Spider-Verse or for Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
So I don't know if they're currently out yet, but they're about to come out, like the toys. And on the back of the toy, it gives a summary of like some of the story for Spider-Man 2. And it was hinting that it was going to introduce the Spider-Verse.
Ooh.
Because I bet you see Gwen. There ain't no way that movie's not. Because what's cool about a video game as opposed to a movie is you've got 20 to 30 hours of story you can pack into that bad boy.
Because
Spider-Man 1.
Bro, I just hope Black Cat comes back.
I think so. I think there's a lot of like testing the waters on what works and doesn't for this universe. And I don't think of too many things that didn't. Maybe Taskmaster was the only thing where I was like, I could have done without.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad. It just didn't really stick out. But I mean, you got to think, we're about to have Kraven the Hunter. And it's probably a very cool version of Kraven the Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Venom. Probably a black suit story.
We're probably going to have Green Goblin, too.
Yeah, Green Goblin. And then I bet Gwen's introduced. Because I imagine how the gameplay is going to work is a D-pad structure of you can play as Peter or Miles at any point until like you can't anymore. I bet there will be parts of the story where only one's available for story reasons.
Yeah.
But I think GTA does that right, where you've got the three characters and you can use the D-pad to switch between.
Yeah.
So I bet that's kind of the similar thing here. And maybe okay, throughout so the story you get to add.
You're saying it's more like Grand Theft Auto than it would be like the Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Each one having their own like kind of gimmick to them.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But yeah, I think
that's an episode.
It is an episode.
We gotta get back to work.
I have 8 minutes to my heart out. So.
All right. Well, now you have time to go grab some lunch.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye!